You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to announce the most significant change to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme since 1986. Julian Assange sentenced to 50 weeks in jail, but he vows to continue fighting. And a Sydney man found guilty of trying to blow up a plane. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he will continue to fight attempts to extradite him to the United States, despite a British judge sentencing him to 50 weeks in jail for skipping bail 7 years ago. The bail was on a matter of alleged sexual assault in Sweden. But Mr. Assange's lawyer has argued he skipped bail and sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London because he feared being taken from Sweden to the United States to face separate charges over his WikiLeaks activities. The judge did not accept this reason. Mr. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says he will continue to fight extradition to the United States because extraditing him there would set a terrible precedent.
He is determined to fight extradition to the United States precisely because it raises such fundamental questions about press freedom and about the jurisdiction of the United States to seek the extradition of a publisher for publishing truthful information about the United States from outside of the United States. This sets a terrible precedent for all countries and raises questions about whether other countries like Pakistan or Iran might seek to do the same.
Mr. Assange will face court regarding the US extradition request tonight. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will today announce the most significant change to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme in nearly 35 years. Under a proposed policy that would cost more than $300 million, cheaper and free medicine will be available faster for 1.4 million Australians. Under the proposed policy, the threshold to receive free or further discounted medicine will drop by 12 scripts for pensioners and concession card holders and 2 scripts for everyone else. It's the first lowering of the threshold since 1986. Mr. Morrison will today also announce $500 million worth of cheap loans to the forestry industry. He'll campaign in the Tasmanian seat of Bass, which Labor holds, but the government has identified as a key seat to win at this election. A Liberal Party candidate in the federal election is denying making anti-Muslim posts on Facebook that bear her name. Jessica Whelan is the party's candidate for the marginal seat of Lyons in Tasmania, which is currently held by the Labour Party. The Hobart Mercury newspaper is reporting she denies making the derogatory posts and wants an investigation into the matter. The issue comes after 2 Liberal Party members were dumped yesterday over other social media posts, one homophobic, the other anti-Islam. A Labour Party candidate was also forced to apologise for sharing a joke about rape and also pornographic material on his Facebook page in 2012. Opposition leader Bill Shorten is pledging to put $75 million towards building Australia's renewable energy sector if he wins the federal election. He says 70,000 jobs will be created through his policy of targeting 50% renewable energy by 2030. Mr. Shorten is pledging to put $45 million towards incentives for employers to employ apprentices working on renewable energy projects and for clean energy businesses. He's also promising $20 million to upgrade TAFE facilities regarding clean energy and $10 million for a clean energy training fund to train and upskill workers for clean energy industries. A Sydney man who claimed he was trying to prevent a terrorist attack has been found guilty of plotting to blow up an Etihad plane with a bomb hidden in a meat grinder. 51-year-old Khalid Kayat has pleaded not guilty to conspiring to do acts in preparation for or planning of a terrorist act. But a New South Wales Supreme Court jury yesterday found him guilty of the charge, which involved the Etihad bomb plot and another plan to carry out a lethal, poisonous gas attack on people in a confined space. Overseas, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to identify, arrest and try protesters who took part in violent street battles in the capital, Caracas. Anti-government demonstrators took to the streets after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising to challenge Mr. Maduro's rule. In a night appearance on national television, Mr. Maduro sought to project an image of strength, stating that a coup had been defeated.
Hemos venido enfrentando diversas modalidades de agresión.
We have been confronting different kinds of aggression, different kinds of coup, as never before seen in the history of Venezuela. It's driven by the evil obsession of the ultra-right opposition, by the Colombian oligarchy, and by US imperialism. They're obsessed by the desire to overthrow the constitutional government of Venezuela.
To sport, and another big name could be joining a growing A-League exodus into retirement with Melbourne City's Eugene Golekovic considering his playing future. A number of big names, including Matt Mackay, Carl Valeri, Alex Brosk, Mark Bridge and Brendan Santalab have already announced their retirements, but Galekovic says that he's yet to make up his mind. That means Sunday's elimination final clash with Adelaide United could be his last in the competition. Galekovic is the A-League's game record holder for a goalkeeper with 287 starts. The 37-year-old's record includes 83 clean sheets, just two behind Danny Vukovic's all-time record of 85. Finally, a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny today, 21 degrees. Showers in Adelaide, a high of 17. Rain and storms for Melbourne, 22 the high. Light rain at times in Hobart, a high of 23. Rain increasing in Canberra, 21 degrees. 24 today in Wollongong and partly cloudy. Partly cloudy in Sydney, a high of 26. Also partly cloudy in Newcastle, a high of 26. Possible showers for Brisbane, 26 the high there too. In Cairns, showers, a high of 29. And Darwin, a shower or two and high of 32.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.